Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Lots of breaking news this afternoon. Perhaps the most disturbing bit of that news coming out of the mouth of Stephen Miller, the deputy chief of staff at the White House. He is largely responsible for domestic policy. Here's what Stephen Miller had to say.
Well, the Constitution.
Let's reset that. I want people to hear it from the beginning. Yep.
Well, the Constitution is clear, and that, of course, is the supreme law of the land, that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus can be suspended in a time of invasion. So I would say that's an option we're actively looking at. Look, a lot of it depends on whether the courts do the right thing or not. At the end of the day, Congress passed a body of law known as the Immigration Nationality Act, which stripped Article III courts, that's the judicial branch, of jurisdiction over immigration cases. So Congress actually passed, it's called jurisdiction stripping legislation. It passed a number of laws that say that the Article III courts aren't even allowed to be involved in immigration cases. Many of you probably don't know this. I'll give you a good example. Are you familiar with the term temporary protected status, or TPS, right? So by statute, the courts are stripped of jurisdiction from overruling a presidential determination or a secretarial determination on TPS when the Secretary of Homeland Security makes that determination. So when Secretary Noem terminated TPS for the illegals that Biden flew into the country, when courts stepped in, they were violating explicit language that Congress had enacted, saying they have no jurisdiction. So it's not just the courts aren't just at war with the executive branch, the courts are at war, these radical rogue judges, with the legislative branch as well too. So all of that will inform the choices the president ultimately makes. Yeah.
We pretty much take it all.
Wow. I want to take a couple of texts that I'm going to systematically dissect and debunk all of that bat guano that was just spewed by Stephen Miller. From the WMDX text line, they will suspend habeas corpus with no repercussions unless we get out in the millions. That's Michelle from Stoughton. Another one of our listeners sharing that the Washington Post is also separately reporting that there are internal intelligence cables indicating that U.S. government officials are pressing countries facing the terror of Donald Trump's oppressive tariff taxes to clear the way for Musk's Starlink, meaning they will adopt the use of Starlink as a government, and then maybe, perhaps, you know, the tariffs won't be so bad. Folks, that's corruption out loud and proud every day. Dean from Eau Claire saying this, we need mass movement. We need information in people's hands, in paper, a real disruption in people's daily lives to make people wake up, read, and use their mind. The worst assault on the Constitution I can think of. This is authoritarianism. Lauren from Eau Claire, I appreciate how intense the program is right now. I'm over anyone talking about how the courts, the law, and the Constitution can save us. Even if they're right and I'm overreacting, it's privileged and naive not to prepare for the worst. Another listener asking me, Maggie, months ago I asked you if we should arm ourselves. And I responded, no. And I truly believe that the vast majority of us do not need to arm ourselves, but there are certain members of our community that are deeply, deeply at risk and in harm's way. And so legally within your rights, you, like any other person, has a right to exercise your Second Amendment rights. And it breaks my heart to say those things to you. Roger from Stevens Point says this. Here we are at day 110. I'm aggravated and it's getting worse. I'm angry from the loss of civil rights because in the end, your race will not matter. I'm sick of his treatment of our veterans, present and past. Do the Republicans have any conscience left? How can they enjoy being intimidated and having their ears twisted by Trump? How can they sleep at night? It's a heavy afternoon. I'm sorry for losing my composure here on the air with all of you, but I think emotionality, I think outrage is appropriate. I'm going to gather myself. I want to take on the first two things that came out of Stephen Miller's mouth, the privilege of habeas corpus. No, sir. Habeas corpus is the right of every person in a democracy to say to their government, you cannot hold my person without cause, without hearing, for an indeterminate amount of time. Habeas corpus and the due process that it demands is the hallmark of every democracy. Isn't it? It is not a privilege. It is the foundation of all human dignity. And I suggest to you, how dare you, Stephen Miller, from your lofty perch with the protection of billionaires. We're going to continue this important discussion right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name's Maggie Dawn. Please stay with us. It's a dark day, but we'll get through this together.